Blackstone Audio presents Ghost Month by Ed Lynn. This book is read by Fyodor Chin. For my parents. There is no crime greater than having too many desires. There is no disaster greater than not being content. There is no misfortune greater than being covetous. Tao Te Ching. Chapter 1. When I found out the girl I was going to marry had been murdered, I was sitting on a fold-out stool at a sidewalk noodle shop in Taipei's Da'an district. My mouth went dry, my eyes blurred, and I couldn't stop shaking. It was the hottest day in July, and the island's humidity was draped over me like a morning veil, yet my body went cold and sweaty. Even my skin was crying. I was somehow able to hold the newspaper still in my hands while reading and rereading the entire story of Julia Huang. It was only 3 paragraphs long. She had been shot in the head. She hadn't been wearing much. She had been working at an unlicensed betel nut stand in Hsinchu City, an hour outside of Taipei. The surveillance camera, Taiwan's top crime-fighting tool, had malfunctioned, and no footage of the crime had been recorded. I sighed and slumped over. I wished it hadn't been my Julia. I wished it had been almost anybody else. I thought about some of our old classmates I didn't care for. Why not one of them? But it was definitely my Julia. I touched the 3 Chinese characters of her name as I read them. Her name, Huang Zhengliang, meant positive.